This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are many, many ways to measure the tipping points in this election. Polls, of course, social media buzz as well. Also, market response to the political sparring of the moment. The moment in question for us today was the first Clinton-Trump debate and what markets were saying about it as it was happening. Justin Wolfers is a professor of economics and public policy at the University of Michigan. He's out with a new paper about that night and the markets. Justin, good to have you back on.
It's a pleasure, Kai.
Take me back to that first presidential debate, a key moment in this campaign, 9 to 11 Eastern time. You are watching what?
I've got one screen watching the debate, another watching the prediction markets where people are betting on who's going to win the race, and yet another what's happening in overnight trading, watching the S&P go up and down as the candidates are speaking.
Well, what do you see on the S&P 500 futures?
Basically, every time you saw Hillary land a blow or Trump muffle an answer, you saw the stocks start to rise. And so through the course of the evening, between 9 and 11, they rose by nearly 0.75 percentage point.
It's a good thing you have graphs, honestly, in this paper, because there's lots of formulas, but the pictures tell a story. It's quite the, you'd call it a spike.
It absolutely spiked, and it wasn't just a two-hour spike. We were looking minute by minute, and for instance, when Hillary took Trump to town about not paying taxes, which was a moment that scored well with most audiences, it also scored well with the stock market. The S&P started to rally yet again during each of those little phases as well.
It's important here to note the historical context in which, well, first of all, this whole race, but that's an entirely different interview. But this issue that you're looking at, you went back in history to see where Republicans and Democrats sort of fell out in terms of this kind of movement.
Yeah, so it's usually the case that if you look at what happens when there's good news for Republicans, it's more likely we get a Republican president. Usually Wall Street cheers. It might be they prefer Republicans as economic managers, or it might be they think they're going to get a tax break from Republicans. I'm not sure what it is. But we've looked at this for pretty much every election since 1880. And to see Wall Street cheer when a Republican becomes less likely to win, that's extremely unusual. And then the size of the movements this time, it's just much, much larger than they typically are. Usually, Wall Street doesn't care that much about elections. This time, they think it's a really big deal.
Take me away from equities for a second. You guys looked at foreign exchange. You looked at the currency markets, too.
Yeah, really interesting stuff. So, first of all, the peso has basically become a bet on the future of the election.
Right.
And so you see this every time there's any interesting political news right now. If it's bad for Trump, it's good for the peso. If it's good for Trump, it's bad for the peso. But we actually extended that and looked at a wide range of currencies. And what you see is the currencies that are most sensitive to Trump, it's not just the peso, it's also the Canadian dollar, the Aussie dollar, the Korean won. These are countries where the U.S. has free trade agreements with those countries. And so you see a lot of concern, I guess, among those countries that are tightly economically integrated with the U.S.
There is a correlation is not causation poke in the eye to be had here for you. I mean, you know, give me that analysis.
This is where it's really important. We're analyzing a period where basically nothing else was going on. And it's a very large movement, and extremely large for 9 o'clock on a Monday night. And the fact that the markets rose pretty much in parallel with Hillary's chances, and the fact that the peso rose at the same time, pretty much tells you this was a political shock. It wasn't something else.
There will be those listening to this interview who will say, lefty academics, they just want Hillary to win, and that's why they're doing this.
That's a totally reasonable argument if this were an argument from a lefty academic. What I'm doing here, Kai, I'm just the interpreter. It's the market saying this. I am just telling you Wall Street rallies when Clinton becomes more likely to be president. So this isn't what my liberal friends are saying. This is what my investor friends on Wall Street are doing.
Justin Wolfers is a professor of economics and public policy at the University of Michigan. His paper is called What Do Financial Markets Think of the 2016 Election? We've got a link to it on our website. It's marketplace.org. Justin, thanks a lot.
A pleasure, Kai.